Rebbe once said, people say you tell a story to put children to sleep. He says, you tell a story to wake up adults. It's not a chachma to that. Every story, every maisa has to wake up a person, lift up a person. And I guess the frat, certainly by a maisa that Chazal HaKadosh tell us, and to go into every maisa that we find in Gemara, it's not a maisa, but it's a derech hachaim, it's a yaseid hachaim. I want to tell this tonight, Bez Hashem, on a Gemara. To tell the maisa. The maisa, as you'll see, is kula and mepela. But I think the maisa is supposed to wake us up, supposed to help us in our derech aliyah, on our road to atzlocha. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudayim, tells us about Rabbi Elazar ben Dudai. Who is Rabbi Elazar ben Dudai? You probably never had him in the Gemara. You're probably right. He wasn't a Tana. He wasn't from Gaili Yadam. In fact, like the Gemara says, his whole life he was a Rasha. So what was his Yichus? Why did the Gemara call him Rebbe Elazar ben Dudai? So the Gemara tells him Mavel Dikim Maisa. Omer Alav on Al Rebbe Elazar ben Dudai. Gemara says Mavel Dikizach and how he traveled the world to do Averis. That's his Yichus. He didn't finish off, he wasn't a Ikaharim, he wasn't a Sinai. So what was his God? That's why was he called Rabbi Elazar ben Dudai? So the Gemara tells him Mavel Dikim Maisa. He traveled literally the world through an Aveira. And B'Shas Maisa, the Zayna told him, and the way I saw the Ben Yayod is Mazbe, she saw Simon Min HaShemayim, and she said, just like Kach Elazar ben Dudai, ain't the Kabbal Naisa B'Tshuva. You should know you're finished. You have no hope, you're hopeless, you're helpless. And this went into him. This made him a peich in his life. Holach that the Gemara V'Yosha Ben Shniharam U'Gavoyos. He sat between two mountains, Va'oma, and he starts talking to mountains. Horamu Gvoyet Bikshu Alay Rachamim. He starts talking to mountains. He lost his mind, apparently. He turns to the mountains. They should help him. They should daven for him. So the Gemara says, they answered back, Omru Loi, we have our own problems. We have to daven for ourselves. And one mind is more modern than the next. Kula Yayim Apella. He's talking to mountains, and the mountains answer back. So I saw Taisa and the Ritva in the back, both are Mazavad, the mountains don't answer. But he was acting this out. He talks to the mountains answer back. Of course, he's talking to mountains. What kind of story is this? And the whole spiel continues. He turns to Shemayim V'Haretz, and he asks them to help him out. He turns to the Chamu Levana, they should help him out. He turns to Chavim Lezolais, and each responds the same way. We have our own choice. He realized how helpless, how hopeless he was, that nobody could help him. It's up to me. He niach roishe ben birkov, the goab of chi achiyotz and nishmasa. He cried from such a hirat tshuva, from such a tzar, from such a pain, until he died. A muyim dik tshuva. Going on here? Mountains and Chama Levona. Oh, wait. The Pella's not over. Yotze Basko V'Omra. A Basko went out of Shemayim. Talking about this person that the Gemara said was so Meshuk and Chet. And the Basko gives him Shemicha. V'Omra, Rab Elazar ben Dudai. You hear? Like the Mashal points out, the Basko called him Rebbe. It wasn't some collector. He wants to get a big nedav. It wasn't the Gabbai. The Baskel min Hashemayim, they passed him. He got smicha for an art. Rebbe Elazar ben Dudai, mezuma lechayah elam haba. Wasn't this going on? But it's not over yet. Bachar Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was there at the scene. He witnessed this whole bizarre scene. And he said, yesh kain elama b'sha'achas, yesh kain elama b'sha'achas. Look at this person, Rebbe Elazar ben Dudai, he was mezuma lechayah elam haba. That's a halbatzara. So what the Pele is, listen to what he says. The Omar Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, listen, look at the Karech HaBalei Tshuva. Lo'idayim HaBalei Tshuva, Shem Mekabla Naisai, El Shekari Naisai Rebbe. The Basko, there was Kula Yemes, called him Rebbe. Look at the Yichas, he got Smicha Zanot. And the whole Naisai is Merabs Nigger. One line is more Shreya than the next. What's he talking to? Adoyman? To Shemayim and Eretz? Why is he acting this out, turning to all different avenues of help? And Bechal, if you wanted to do tshuva, we know how to do tshuva. You go into Beis Medrash, to Rabbeinu Shalom, Chatosi, Avisi, or Pashati. Go to a Chacham, Yilamdeini, Rabbeini, tell me what to do. Same mother, he talks to mountain, Har Megvois. And what's really sure, Rebbe's Kasha. Kairi Naisa, Rebbe? Again, like the Mashah says, it's Kula Yemet. He became a Rabbi Elazar bar Dudai LeNetzach. How do you call him a Rebbe? He never taught, he never learned the Naisa Achaz in Torah. His whole life he was busy with Meshuk and Chet. And LeNetzach Nitzachim, he bleibt unser Rebbe. And I think the biggest peril. What's the message of this story? What's the Musa Haskel? Every Maisa, like we said, has to wake up the adult, has to wake up the grown. This story certainly has a gewaltige Musa Haskel. So I want to tell you tonight, Be'ez Hashem, what I think the Nakuda is, that Negeya, very much in every situation. There's a famous Maisa, probably it's wrong to say it's a Maisa. It's more of a Yesod Achayim, a Yesod Tzadik in the Pitzadik in two places, in Nosa Yeshid Gimel, in the Yoni Pesach, Islam Medvav writes the story. Tzadik wrote, didn't write Maisawa, this is the Yesod Achayim. He writes that Rav Zisha was once walking along, and a guy stops him and turns to him, and the Tzadik Mamish writes out to Loshin, and the guy says, help me pick up the hay Aleph, like Shachas. In other words, apparently he had to lift up a bundle of hay and he couldn't do it. So he turns to Rav Zisha, help me pick up the hay. Rav Zisha looks at it, turns to the guy and says, I can't help you, I don't have the ability. So the guy looks and listens and turns to him and says, you should know, don't listen. Du kannst. No, du willst nicht. Don't tell me you can't do it. You could do it, you can't. No, du willst es, you don't want to do it. And the guy went weiter. And that statement turned over Rav Zisha. Made him a nice mensch. And he said to himself, gewalt, gewalt. Listen what the guy is telling me. And like the Rav Tzadik says, everything happens, there's hashgacha pratis, there's a message from above. Listen what the Yavish is telling me. Du kannst? No, du willst nicht. You can't? You can do it. You don't want to do it. Not that you can't, you don't have the ability. You don't have to, you don't want to do it. And I could just only tell you, my rabbi say, I can't begin to tell you properly how I see the amitis. How I see the halacha l'maisa of this story over and over and over again. I'm Baruch Shem Zeicha to be with Bnei Yeshiva, to watch them grow, to watch them on their aliyah b'har Hashem. I'm Zeicha to see young Bachim becoming Tamidei Chachamim and future Gedolim and Meirei Hira. I have a stickle shaykh to Balabatim, and also we see people growing in Avodas Hashem, growing in Chayvasam, Bailamam. And it's a Meridik and Nachas to see people growing. But there's always the Aliyah V'Kaitzbah. Because there's always, in every group that you know, that you're Zeicha to see and watch, there's always lighter people, all too often, that don't grow. People in the same matzav like the other person, whether it's a Bachan Yeshiva, a younger man, or a Balabas. And you can't stop wondering and asking yourself, Manishtana, what's the chiluk? Two people, basically the same matzav, And very often one is better off than the other one. And you can't stop thinking, where did he go wrong? He had a guten Kopf and a guten Kishrin. Oh, he had the Gelegenheit of Achsen learning. What's the chiluk? Why did one grow the shameless Seferis and one Fakir? And I want to tell you, Belishim Sofik, the chiluk, the answer, the difference is, one had the Hergish, Ichken, and one convinced himself, Ichkenish. Because everybody in life, everybody in the Mahalach HaChaim has his own struggles, his own Nisyainis. I don't mean major Nisyainis, that's a shmooze for itself, but I mean the daily struggles, the daily hurdles, whether it's in Cheshik and learning, whether it's in Kishrin, whether it's in a common davening. And very often a person is a chemist. He looks around, he makes, he shots himself up. And that's the Nakuda. The difference is one realizes, Ich ken. Aber ich will nicht. It might be hard. It might be difficult. But it's not impossible. I'll give you a muscle. Pasha the muscle. There are some people, I'm not making them, that have a hard time coming to Shachar sometimes. The muscle. Let's check. Ah, Yakadish Baruch Hu Misavu Tzulash Tzavikim. Who doesn't know the Gemara Seif Nida, that the Gemara speaks about Torah, and Atzlach in every area of life, and Gemara says, Habla Habla Yafsha. So how could a Ben Torah not be on time? You know, Yachkenish, I can't do it. I just can't get up on time. And the person resigns himself, he is the Yachkenish. Oinis Rachmana Patre, Lenaira Lasafta Dovah, the Gzeres Akas, and finished. Yachkenish. And a Yachkenish. And he can't, he can't move him. But what happens when he has to get up? What happens when he has a drift that he can't miss? Or any other thing that he has to get up? He gets up. He becomes a magician? Kishif? The terrace is every day a vilnish, and today he wants. And kahena v'chahena, doik v'tishka, kahena chachum v'yachkemoid. The difference between the mutzlach and the bilti mutzlach is one is busy convincing himself, ich kenish, and one is being mechazik d'ratzen, as ich vil yeh. You know, speaking for Rabin, there's always this Esiyat of Ishmael. Right before the summer came over to me, out of the quote, Claire Blue, and he said, I just read a Maisa Pelai, I'm sure you're going to have Hannah. Okay, he read it in the newspaper, it's not my taste, but he tells me, he just read about a child that was in a nearly fatal accident. I say nearly fatal because the child barely survived, and he was left with Ramana Latzlan, a paraplegic. And you should never know what that is, but the child was completely, from the neck down, was completely paralyzed. The only thing that he could move was his eyes. But the child wanted to study, had a dream and an ambition to become a lawyer. This is a number of years ago. And he told me, he read the whole story in the paper, that mamish, this semester, the child is graduating, I don't know if you could appreciate this, graduating with honors from Harvard University. That's the most prestigious law school in the world. Graduate, a child, a boy at this point, of course, that is completely paralyzed, could only move his mouth and his eyes. He's graduating with honors from Harvard Law School. Now, how the child did it is a long, long story. But we're never going to have to know. It's not negayatos. But one line is negayatos, and you have to know. You know how the child did it in one line? The child realized the metzias, the teva, of what Chazal HaKadoshim tell us. Of Ein Lecha Dava Ha'Omid Bifnei HaRatzon. Or like the Zohar Kaddish says, a very similar lashon, The Iker, the Bizaya, Kol Mili, the Alma, L'Italian, Ella Berutha. The Eberstein made a world that Ein Lecha Dovah Ha'aymed B'fnei HaRatzin is a Metzias. That just like the sun shines and sunsets, Ratzin of a person brings him payers. And that's what I found so remarkable about this story. Mavel Arayan, a child that can't move. I mean, the story, the whole Arichas was just mind-boggling. But if that's by Mili B'Alma, if that's by Mili D'Alma, Alachis Kama V'Chama by Mili D'Shemaya, with Chazal tell us in the Medrash, in the Gemara Makis, B'Zerach Sha'ad B'Noitze Melech Malichin Noitze, how much more so is that Teva Olam? But if someone wants, if someone really wants, Malichin Noitze, Messiah Noitze, Mekatzin Noitze Melamala, like Chazal and Yuma tell us. A person always can. They're all too often have illness never. Rav Volbe has a smooth in Chelik Aleph on the Kuf Chaf Aleph. He speaks about Ratzin. He says a very pashat dezach, but Kedarki, the way he says it, the way he brings it out, so chushit, so lemais, you could almost hold it in your hand. And I'll read you his lesson that to me was very moving. We have to understand this remarkable emes. Masha Adam be'emes reitza. What a person be'emes reitza. What a person really wants. Really wants. Ezehu masik achayu. What he really wants, when it's a real ratzin, he'll get it. Ulehefach. Masha Adam masik bechayu. Whatever person achieves, whatever he accomplishes in life. That shows that he had the ratzin to that. That's Chazal. That's the pasuk of the tithe of Chazal. Habol atayim misayin oisa. Of course, he goes on to stress what ratzin means. It doesn't mean, yeah, why not? Of course, I want to stay, guys. But nechateisa, why not? That's not ratzin. Ratzin means what he really wants. Like in America they say, he puts his money where his mouth is. He does something for his ratzin. And then it's the metzias. And I tell you, it's the metzias. Kol mi da alma b'ru'usa talya. That a person, in any matzah, with any cup and any kitchen and any family, but that's with ratzin, that's the bracha adein seif of ratzin. There's a Moedika Maisa. Again, it's not a Maisa, it's the Yisrael Achayim. But Naftali, the Hansadam, the Talmud of Yisrael, Salanta, once turned to his Rebbe of Yisrael, his Chiyas, and he said, Rebbe, well, if you have the cup from the Shagazayeh, if I have the Eluyish Kayak of the Shagazayeh, well, if you have the heart from the Yisrael Yisrael Shavoida, who was a tremendous Baal Avoida, well, if you have the Midas from the Rebbe of Yisrael, well, but what should I do? Look at my heart. Look at my cup. You see my midas. How could I stay yesterday? So Yisrael turned to him in his famous words, and he said, "Nay, nay, nay, Naftali. Nay, 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 Naftali. Do mit dein cup. Do mit dein heart. Und do mit dein midas." Du kannst euch steigen. And that is the Aleph of Miyala Bahar Hashem. Du mit dein Kopf, mit dein Midas, mit dein Herz. If it's Rotzen, if it's Cheshek, if it's Abol Otaya, it's Messiah Noisai. That's the Metzias. And that's why Lahavdol and Havdol, the paraplegic, could be so successful. Because that's what the Eberstein made of them. The Goyim say when the world is away, that's Chochma B'Goyim Tamin, that's the Metzias. And that's the Chiluk. And that's the difference, deciding factor of the Mutzlech and the Bilti Mutzlech. And sometimes I just think to myself, Chaval, chaval, chaval. Halavai, halavai, if only we had a reminder. If only we had a Rebbe, a Meiriderech, that could always teach us, that could show us, that could remind us. Du kennst, no, du willst nicht. Imagine every day we'd have that reminder. Even in the most helpless and the most hopeless situation, if only someone could remind us. Du mit dein Kopf and du mit dein Herz and du mit dein Midas. If you really want, you could do it. And then I stopped. And then I realized, you know something? We do have a Rebbe. We do have a Meir Derech. We do have a constant reminder that tells you it's up to you. Du kennst, du kennst, du kennst. That it might be hard, but it's never impossible. We have a Rebbe for those hard days, for the hot days, for the days without Cheshik, for the days without Ratzin, for the hard mornings to wake up the chakras. Because long, long time ago, there was a person that was in a matzit that was so shekelch and so bitter that everybody said there's no more hope. That everybody called out, you're never going to make it. Shemayim v'aretz, harim gevayos, mazon kechavos, chamol levon, everybody said you're never going to make it. And that was under Groyser Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Dudon. Just think about Shtel Zichfar if it's possible. The matzav that Rabbi Elazar ben Dudon found himself in that moment. Think about it. Use your imagination. And he heard one was and he tried one was far away and he traveled 7 yamir to get to that zayna. And he paid a holy rabbi, the Gemara says. And the Zoynin spiked him upon him around. You have no hope. And as the Ben Yod said, she heard, she saw a simim in the Shemayim that he has no hope. He's helpless and he's hopeless. That even Kaviyachal the Abish is saying, Zaygezun. And Levi Yomli, that's why he turned to a diamond. To Shemayim v'oret Sahara Mugvayis. He knew his Shvala Matis. He knew his terrible nefila. He thought, I'll walk into Beis Medrash. They also heard the simon. That Tacha Beleza Badazoi doesn't have a hope. Yes, Kumsa, now you want to do tshuva. And out of desperation, out of yiyush, the less braver, he turns to a diamond. They don't know me. They don't know my master. They didn't hear the basko. Maybe they could help me. And then he chapped, talking to himself, like Tosu says, they have their own problems. Everybody has their own problems. And then he realized. He realized, sadly, nobody could help him. Not the Talmud Chacham, not Harim Gevayit, not Yechav Mazalot, not Shemayim V'aretz, not Chamul Levana, not even the Abish, not even the Abish that said, there's no hope. And then he stopped. Wait. There's one person that could help me. Good. Shemayim V'aretz can't, and Yechav Mazalot can't, and Abishta can't, but you don't get help me? Me and myself. He chapped Ein Adava Toli Elabi. In the Shvala Matzis, in the Oymik of Yiyash, he realizes up to me that the world around him gave up hope. But I have myself, Ein Adava Toli Elabi. And then he said, Gevalt, mit mein Herz, mit mein Gerber Herz, mit mein Kopf, that Mesuki and Tidus, mit mein Midas Reus, Admoid, mit noch alle Meisen, Ein Adava Toli Elabi. The Tamachachim, the Abish, the Daimim, the Tzimeach, I nobody. But mine heart, mit mein heart, mit mein cup. And that's the lesson of Zairus. That's the Yisrael HaChayim. For Bachim, for Yungalait, for Balabatim, and any Matzis. He was teaching us the Yisrael HaChayim. That in every Matzis, it's not worse than the Matzah of Elazar ben Dudon. But the answer is the Ratzon, the Chesed, the Ein Adavah Toli Alavi. That's why he was called Rebbe. Oy was he a Rebbe, oy was he a Meir Derech. But never, ever think there's no hope. The only hope a person has is being me, myself. I once spoke to an Adam Gadol, a Adam Chochem, with years and years, a lifetime of experience. He deals with all types of people. Bachram, Yungalai, Balabatim. A lifetime of experience. No, I wanted an asshole, but also. I once spoke to him, Bariches, and he told me something that showed what it means. Ein Chochem Kibal Nisayin. What it means. Someone who gives a life, a client, so to say, the Shmai that he has. He told me, you know, I deal with all different types of problems. And you hear Bachram in years from learning, with the Nisayinus of the Das that's so Meshukka. And you go live with Cholam Bayis and meet different problems with Chinuch Habonim and Balabatim in that work with the Shvera Parsha of being Erlich in business, of Sosav and Asata Bemuna, of Kavata Itama Taira. And you have problems daily, all different sorts of problems. But the one line that I think was such chachma, he says, you know, basically, if you want to summarize, if you want to reduce all the problems, it's one nekuda. It's one problem that the bacha and the balabas, they all have the same. That a person convinces himself that he can't go on. In other words, ich kenish. And he gave me a muscle, pasta muscle. Dealing with Bachim, how they complain, they don't have the kishrin, they don't have the achleilus, they don't have the hasmada. So yes, we all know Gedali Yoyalim that vaxed, without the best kishrin, without the nicest family. So what do you mean you can't? What do you mean you can't? What about him? You know it. You know as good as I do. But that's the problem. A person convinces himself that he can't. And he gave me another muscle, and I want you to hear this. Because you have to hear this before you get older. You don't hear it enough in the yeshiva, you have to hear it. He told me to say that what he hears from Balabatim working, that the Nisayon of being Erlich is too hard. They can't afford to be honest, you hear? They can't afford to be honest. Business is business, and everybody does it, Allah. And that's it. They can't work. They can't operate a business if you follow the letter of the law. So he looks at me and he says, so how are the hundreds of Yungalai working that a Mekadeshem Shemayim in the Sugya of Nesosav and Nesata Bemuna? How are the hundreds of Yungalai that Tzitta, remember that Tzitta from a Yesh Oymim in Chayshin Mishpat, the way they Tzitta from a Yesh Oymim in Yeredeya? So what happened to our Einesel? What happened to our person that can't do it? Perhaps he doesn't want to do it. Do you hear what he's saying? Do you hear a chachma in that types of all the problems? He's finished. That's it. He forgot the lesson of Rabbi Elazar bar Dudai that ain't adavah toli alabi. He forgot du kenst, no du willst nicht. Everybody has it hard. Everybody has their struggles. I once said the only one that has it easy is the one that gives up. Yes, is very easy. That takes no chachma, no time. But the one that makes it, ha'adam lo nivra lamed minisayim. The difference is the person that realizes habalatayim misayin aysay. To learn the lesson of Allah Zabar Dudai, Rav Olbos was angry, and that stickle gives a beautiful muscle. Again, it's a dvar m'suta, but the muscle brings out chushiyas dik. Ratzon, he says, brings kaiches nisgavis. And he brings an analogy. When you press a button, and today we could expand on that muscle, is nuclear power, it's a button. But it can make horrible worlds. It can bring kaiches, it can harness powers that could do the impossible, right? A press of the button, you see today, you press the button, and you get two for the Malayai. Drop the revolver, that's Ratsun. Ratsun is you press the button that brings Kaychas, that brings unknown, that taps into Kaychas that every person has. So probably here they say, it's a nice muscle, it sounds good, but is it real? Is it true? So the emissaries, the marshals, the revolvers, but the aside is the Gemara. The aside is the Gemara Yevamos that we all learn, but that we have to put lamaisa. The Gemara Yevamos, Kuf Yedayin, ties to the Pasuk in Mishlei, Kemayim Panim Lepanim, Kein Lev Ha'adam La'adam. Look, the Gemara, what's that talking about? Hahu B'divrei Sayriksiv. What does Kemayim Panim Lepanim have to do with Divrei Sayra? Look, Rashi HaKadosh, Lefi panim v'leiv, the heart, the ruts and the cheshik, shat the nights in the Torah. What you give for Torah? Libcha oimid lach lahamid girsa, you'll be zoicha to see Ayat Dishmaya. Im yagata va timsa, im lo yagata va leib timsa. That's what it is. It doesn't say kishrin, it doesn't say yichas, it doesn't say luyishkeit. It's the leiv and the panim, it's the heart. It's our Balataya that brings the night of the Kikoychev. And let me ask you, do we have to bring Rayas to this? Don't we all know, we hear about Gedoli Olam, Deo Matzliach, Shrei Kederach HaTeva. The only way to explain it is this Chazal, Gemayim Panim Lepanim. And that's the Gevaldik Kikoychev Ratzin. When there's an emissary Ratzin, then impossible becomes possible. And then hard becomes not so hard. And then retzoinus, or maybe I say chalaimus, becomes a reality. And I'll give you a mashal. Again, another mashal. It's Karva Libi. Someone, I know this person who it happened to. He was one of those people who just couldn't make it to Shachas on time. He was again one of the Ainus Nikkas. He was once in an accident, and he was being wheeled into surgery to see the extent of the damage. So he made a Kabbalah. He bought a Shalom, if everything's okay, I'm able to be on time for davening every day. He told me this a number of months ago, and I met him recently. He says he hasn't missed a day on time from davening since he was wheeled into that operation. So I think to myself, let's understand that. Let's check. For years and years and years, literally, he couldn't make it. He couldn't do it. And now, every day, he does it. How did impossible become possible? How did EFSA become EFSA? How did a person change? Did the person change? No. Did the ability change? No. One thing changed. Ratzon. He changed from being ichkenished to ichvil. That's all. Nothing. Nothing changed. Not even her smooth. But he had the ratzon. And that is the remarkable kaya of ratzon. Rabbi Zangezunt once gave a smooth and he printed this. It's called Chizik Levnei Torah. I wish more B'nai Torah would hear this. And he spoke about a person has to believe in himself. And I want to read what he wrote, because I think it's very timely. Be'einai re'isi meshach es asaris b'shanim shazachisi lamri Torah lebachurim. The tens, that now is over 50 years, that he taught Yiddish Akinda. Shahar bubachim dimu b'nafsham. They thought shem chalushay. Kishreinis, they can't, they're not the biggest Kishreinis. The other one's better, that one's better. The Gam Haya Nidmalachayim, even the Rebbeim thought, Shebechurim Eilu, Einam Yuadim Lebdula. They're just not cut out for it. Avalabachurim, Hisamsu, the Yogu Batayr, they put in the Kishreinis, they put in their Kishreinis, they had the Ratzin, Acha Olavis Gedoylem Batayr, Umari Harabi Yisrael. I reality. They thought their Rebbeim thought. They cheshik v'hasmada. Esher lefaneach tefunas v'lehoitzim in a koyach al apoyel. You could find treasures. You could find treasures when there's a rat, when there's a chesed. Ula hoitzim in ha-koyach ala toya les ha-tmuniyos shel oysha ha-toyra ha-tmuniyos b'soich nishmasin shel kolechot v'yechot. Whoever knows him knows he doesn't write this mois. But this is the reality. This is the bracha of Ein Lecha Dov Ha'olmet V'Fnei Arasim. It's the switch. It's the button that brings Teuchus, that gives Teuchus. If a person Chade Zayin Ich Ken, Merech Zilnisht. If there's Kamayim Panim L'Panim, then it's the Metzias, Kein Leva Adam. The Kamayim L'Panim that you put in is what you get out. There's so much to say about this. But we all know Chazal, Arein Koyf, about Tziyayit HaDishmaya. About the Koyach of Ratzin. But the obvious question, how do you get a Ratzin? How's a person Mechazik is Ratzin? We know in Koyach of HaGuf and Gashmias is exercise to strengthen one's Guf. If we realize, if we see Bechush that the Hatzlach is totally in Ratzin, how is a person Mechazik the Ratzin? How is a person strengthened the Habal of Taya that's ultimately Messiah in Oysay? So I want to tell you tonight, Bez Hashem, a practical Oysay that I hope you'll take it from Oysay. First and foremost, the Ikka, the Ascholah has to be, a person has to understand, has to appreciate, has to shut up what he's doing. Think about the chesivas of what you're doing in Beis Medrash. Think about the chesivas of the Blat Gemara that we do every day. Think about the schus. Yes, the schus that we have learning the Ebes Torah. Think about what it means. Ashreinu matoy chokeinu manoim garaleinu. Think about the words Ashrei Mi Shamolei B'Torah. Think what a word Torah is. When Chazal, the Yishami and Taya Taitis, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Kol Chafetzecha La Yishuva, Taitis the Yishami, Kol Mitzvaseh Shal Torah, La Yishvu the Dove Echad Min HaTorah. As remarkable and as awesome as every mitzvah is, or the Kol Chafetzecha La Yishuva. Look in Nefesh HaChai and Shad Dalad. See what a Vort Torah is. Look in the Ma'alas HaTorah from the Goyim's brother. You'll see what a Vort Torah is. Look at the Maral in Shad Precious in the beginning. How he says, Pradava Pashit. How could it be that a person is greater than a Malach? Drop the Maral? Because a person learns Torah and every day he goes in L'fnai U'L'fnim. And a Malach doesn't go L'fnai U'L'fnim every day. Think about what we do in Beis Medrash. That builds the Cheshik and that gives the Ratzin and that makes the Tshuka. If we shut up what we're doing, you know, sometimes you put in a few hours learning. We think, we hope, that when you get a pat on our back from Shemayim, good job, you did it good, right? But you look in Chazal, you look in Shulchan Aruch, and it's right on the wall over here. Chazal made a tefillah. When you leave Beis Medrash, a whole tefillah giving a shevach v'aydah. You put in your hours, and you give the ashikayach. You don't get the ashikayach, you give the ashikayach. Because Chazal realized Ashrei Mi Shamolei V'Torah. Chazal realized what the Mishnah says is Al Matayah Keneged Kulam. That's the way you build the Cheshi, that's the way you build the Ratzin. Do we ever stop and think? Ashreinu Matay Chokeinu? Rav Shuab Zechayinu Levracha once spoke at the convention. He told over the Shabbos he spent by the Chafetz Chaim. Maisa after Maisa. One Maisa I want to tell you tonight. The Chafetz Chaim was speaking and he spoke about the month. And the Chafetz Chaim said, ah, the mon has gehad all the time. You ate the mon, you wanted to taste steak, the steak. You wanted to taste the place, ice cream. So the Chafetz Chaim turns to the people and says, "Unvosti zeid metachnis. You think this is this? What if you don't think?" People were quiet. It was a rhetorical question. The Chafetz Chaim started banging. "Oy metachnis, hotis ken shum tamnis. The man hot all the time, and it's true. Oy metachnis, hotis ken shum tamnis." He paused, wanted to sink in. And then he said, "Gedenkt us, they can have an aller timen. Oy metrachnet, hot is can shum tamnish." And then the Chafetz Chaim, the Rav Schwab, you could pick yourself, you're sitting by the Chafetz Chaim. He said, "Was ken zayn mer geschmack? Was ken zayn a zach, was hat aller timen wie a blatt gemara?" And he kissed his fingers, "Ah, a blatt gemara, aller timen. Oh, the gedenkt us. Ey, metrachnet, hot is can shum tamnish." We have trachten amol, what this means is on the Torah can I get fulam. Loi lachinam, that every day we say that in davening. It's the hagdama to every day. But on the Torah can I get fulam. Like the guy in his way, so yo and pay on that mishnah, says, what's the mishnah telling us? What's the halacha l'maisa? Eil dram shein l'mshia, pay on right, kubir ayim. That's halacha l'maisa, but what's on the Torah? It's a musa shmuz, in the middle of halacha l'maisa? Look, the guy, no. The nakit hatana hardens the this halacha lahayrais shetzarech ha'adam ma'oid ma'oid lechabei betatayra shekol tevo seva shulaimis ba havi mitzvah b'tnayasma. It's also halacha lemaisa. It's the hilchas talmud Torah, the abdomen every single day to be machshiv, to shat up of our Torah. With a tracht in amol, and this is not my chiddush. This is one of the men ches kinyani atayra. But that's trachten of what Torah is. And Taka the Goyin in his Pirush and Avos teaches what's the kinyan of simcha in the Mishnah, in that the Mishnah of kinyan Torah and Avos. Ki alaymet b'simcha b'sha'achas yilmet yoysahar b'masha yilmet b'chamashayis v'asvis. One of the kinyani atayra is simcha, what you're doing, shut up what you're doing. That has to be. That's where you build the ratzon, to realize what you're doing. The smak in Talmud Torah, right? La'olam yachshev adam b'shivcha shal Torah. A person has to always think about the shevach of Torah. So that brings a havat at Torah. Think what it means. Kadyasvin Yisrael v'yaskin b'chedva sodili. What it means, learning Torah. The Chazanish is mechazik bachim in a smada. And one of the things he would often tell them, as we know, there was a dibuk in the time of the Chafetz Chaim, and he asked the dibuk. And what's reichen zich with the Chafetz Chaim in Shemayim? What do you think of the Chafetz Chaim in Himmel? So he said the lashon that plain a tana. Chaim in our time, the people that we know saw him a tana. Why did they ask the Moses Gadlus? So we can have a whole list. There's Midas, Shmiras Halashim, Chafetz Chaim, there's Titzkis, everything. But the Dibbuk gave us, quote, an inside story. Because it is Hasmada. That's Shivcha Shel Torah. And that's the Aleph of Ratzon, to feel what you're doing. When someone does something with Simcha, with Cheshek, things go. The Altif and Kelim and the Shmuz and Chachma Musa in Chelik Beis Ma'am Akuf Tzadik Zayin. He writes about himself. Hadavah Shani Oysim Tshuka Neger Hadavah Bali Tshuka Mamish Kimay Maisel Vay Maisel. The difference between Cheshik and not is the difference between doing and not doing. It's not just a better. That's the Gitan. And he writes, Mizeh Musa Nimrit La'adam Imaya Oysa Hakol B'Tshuka Mi Yoideya Zokta Alta. Who knows Le'ez and Madregi Gedoyva Yomagia to be Mecholde with his life. Ki Atshuka Tarchev Kaychoysa Usarayim Midiyoysa V'Lamala Reish. And he ends off V'Chol Mashi Yosef Tshuka Yosef Atzlacha. The Aleph of Ratzon is Cheshik, to appreciate the Blat Gemara, appreciate the davening that we have. But there's another Nakuda. And this one maybe is more important than the first. Because what Davainenu, Davainisenu, we see Bachim that do have Cheshik. Or Balabatim do have Cheshik in Ratzin. And Tshuka, they want to do it. But they're also not Matzliach. You know what's missing? I'll tell you the idea with what I say. There ain't nothing easy what's missing. It's missing another one of the Kinyanei Torah, the Mishnah and the Tana Rechem. A person has to not only phrase it with the Blat Gemara, but he has to phrase it with what he is. He has to phrase it with his accomplishments. He has to phrase it with seine heart and seine cup and seine midas. That if Taka the person uses his kaifas, and that's of course the big if, but if a person uses his kaifas fully, and his cup and his heart and his midas, that is real hatzlacha. How often we hear people say, "Abola Taya, where's the Messiah?" No, you say. But Mishnah Mefurish. In the Mishnah, can you tell you one of the midas is Sameach Bechelkei? So the Pasha, the Taya, Sashtetach, is he's Mistapik Bemuit. He doesn't need a fancy car, he doesn't need a fancy house. He's Sameach Bechelkei. He has enough. That's a Balabatim. So the Bnei Torah, and about them that are studying and learning, there's a type that's much more crucial and much more critical. Zotev Chaim Volozhin in the Ruach Chaim and the Tfasemis and his peers and others says the same shot, the same Ryan. Sameach, here has a Chaim. Sameach Bechelke is in Ruchnius. Not Chalila Mistapik Memuit, but a person that tries Bechol Toichai or Bechol Kavanosai, his cup and his heart. And his midas, and he tries behemoth. You have to be sameach with what you have. Mishayesh by mana right to the Messiah. But how often we see Bachem, they feel they don't have the mana. They see he's doing better and he's doing better. There's no cheshik when a person feels their failure. And this is probably more important than the midah of cheshik. So that's the midah, the kinyan of sameach bechelkai. That after, and again with the big if, after a person tries, If he's using his kaifas, his kishreinus, that's hatzlacha, the stipple in a beautiful shmuz. It should be required reading for Bnei Torah in Chayyolom and Chaylik Beis, Perikir Aleph and Yudbeis. There's a shmuz hadracha belimit haTorah, and each word is a magoli yisikara. But in Yanenu he writes how often he sees how painful it is, Bachum have the feelers and they have refyoinus. And the chosen medarke ayeitz ma'adichem b'tayis Hashem. That's like the Yisrael writes, Eilech ha'macha to my ayish. And he writes, Kol Talmud g'dish ma'ashalamad, Kol daf gemara shalamad v'yada, each blat, each rashi, each taif, each rajma, each abkirega, who kinyin v'atzlacha b'tayra. Phrasech, sameach b'chelti, not chalila mistafik b'muit, but the phrasech with every blat, with every accomplishment, Kol taisa sha'oven, who kinyin v'atzlacha. That is Hatzlacha. Like if Israel told them of Tali, do mit dein Kopf and deine Midas und deine Heart, if you're using it fully, there has to be a Sameach Bechelkei. And Taka the disciple concludes. And it heights the Mishnah Bemis. Ve'a Talmud kosher havana she'yoga v'motze k'day midasai k'var hishlam chukai. That's the Hatzlacha. That's the Mishnah. Just as important that is chesik, there has to be the sameach bechelkai. Today there's so much depression and all these things because a person looks at Yenim and he doesn't phrase what he has. And then there's one more nekuda. These are all taichin in a davar toli ala bi. For this one I could say achren achren chavis. This one comes before the other ones, it comes after the other ones, it's the aleph, it's the saf, it's the aleph and the tiltaf. A person has to believe in himself. A person has to believe in himself. In any matzah, in whatever matzah he is, whether it's in learning, whether it's in davening, whether it's in tikkun amidos, a person has to believe in himself, du kenst, you could do it. He has to believe in his yichayus, in his kaychus, He has to believe in his asid. He has to believe in his atzlacha. Yes, you mit deine cup, deine schwache cup, mit deine schwere cup, and du mit deine grobe heart. Yes, you mit deine schwache midas and your kas and your kinna and your nekama, with all that. But a person has to believe in himself, and he has to remember du kennst or du willst. We have to realize in a davar tali olavim. People could blame the other person, could blame the Rebbe, and blame the mechanic, and blame his parents. Very easy. But he has to believe in himself, that it's all ultimately up to him. Every person has his own tachlos hachayim. Marizeh kirizeh. A person not like his brother, not like his cousin, not like his chava. His own tachlos, his own shliches. But most of all, a person has his own potential. His own yachayilis. Rav Volbe, in a different stickle, quotes his Dreis the Dreis the Rebbe, Yochum Levavitz, a most timely message. Rabbi Yochum said, and this is the Lashon, Oy loy li adam she'ein emakil likri nafshei. It's tragic a person doesn't realize, doesn't see his chesreinus, doesn't realize his shortcomings. He doesn't see his fault. That's geferlich. Shereini yadei amal of the second. He won't improve. He can't improve. That's geferlich. But Rabbi Yochum added, you know what's worse? You know what's much worse? You know what's much, much, much worse? You know what's a bigger chorban? You know what's a bigger disaster? Aval oy v'oyvei la'adam. Nocherig, and a bigger chorban is she'ein ha'imakim alasai. He doesn't know his milas. He doesn't know his yachailas. He doesn't know his potential. He doesn't feel that he has a shlich as a tachlis. Ki afilu es kli avaydasi einim makir. He can't begin. A carpenter without his hammer, without his nails, can't begin to work. Forget about improving his work. He can't start. Someone who doesn't know his milas can't get fit, can't begin even. And then it's, again, it's a shayna muscle, but the yisod shayna rishayna ben yoyna, in the beginning of the, in the Shara Voida, he writes, a pesach harish, and this is one of the earlier rishaynim, the first pesach, shayay daha isha oyved erech atzmoy, v'yakim alasi umalas avoysav. The aleph is to know the yechoydus, to know the potential, nish yenim, nish zayna kap and zayna heart, but your own yechoydus. And the Pumsara Agra and Taivecha Bitsar Meya Shaloi Bitsar. You can't be a Shavisarya, you won't be a Yasajar Shavoida, and you won't be a Bishol Solanta. But you could be yourself. And that's the Aleph and the Saf of Ratzon. To believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Chazar those words over and over. And I guarantee you, belief Shem Safik, the older you get, you'll see with your own eyes, and you'll see with your own experience, the emes of what I tell you tonight. That every person, ultimately, what he wants, he'll get. If the ratzon is there, like Avolba says, if the ratzon is there, that's the metzias. It can't be willed. I don't mean staying up late at night. A person has to take care of tzarchei haguf. That's not what I mean. I don't mean you're going to become yanim, but a person will become himself. And remember what I tell you tonight. Every person, every single person alive has yechayvus, has potential. The Ebishu Zatzu, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Chunyan B'Yoyzus. Every person that's born can be matzliach. There's no if, and but, there's no exception. Thinking differently is kfira. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Chunyan B'Yoyzus. He can't be a shagasari, but he can be himself. Every person can be something. Except the person that doesn't believe in himself. The person that convinces himself that ich kennest. That's Chorban. That person is finished. But trust me, and you'll see with your own eyes, the person believes in himself will be Matzliach. And it's only the person that doesn't learn the lesson of Abulazar ben Dudai He's unglicklich. It's always a person that doesn't, it's not makir erech atmei umalosai, who doesn't put in the yegir like Rashi's kamayim panim upon him. And I can't begin to tell you how I see this bechush in all areas, in all types of people. The difference is the person that knows that ein adava toli elabi. The Maral writes a lashon, and maybe from time to time we think about this lashon. Reisi bonim ashalibam kepitzchay shalulam. The choilus they have is kepitzchay shalulam. That's the state on the gedele tanoim. We know who that. What Rashi says that's going on. Zok the Maral atcher reuim lekabel kolat perikula. The choilus they have, they can lekabel kolat perikula. But v'achisam nevdu, nothing materialized, nothing comes out of them. V'hayu kishar amei haaretz. What results? They're just another yosef b'shuka. Zok the maral. Listen to the lashon. Chai Hashem tzivokos. He swears. Chai Hashem tzivokos. Im ein ruyu lekroy alzeh kisei patayis anisraf. That's a gevein l'dayrus. That's a sefer Torah and nisraf that everybody becomes an avalam. Lost koiches, lost yecholus, lost potential, lost osid. Every so often, a person should think, honestly, is Maral talking about me? Do I have yecholus more than I know? Do I read the Chinuch Kenisht? Am I learning the lesson of the greater Rebbe of Allah about the day? Rebbe once said, a person is a gizbah on the biggest treasure in the world. Every person is a gizbah on Oitzen Nechmud. And that's his own neshama. That's his own yecholus. And it has so much oimik. Because only he could control himself. Only he can chart his own future. Because after all is said and done, the MS is a Nadova Toli Elabi. Only he's the controller and he's the gizba. He can control what's going to be with him. And this, Rabbi say, is the bracha of Habolatayim Messiah Noisai. This is the bracha, this is the metrius of a Nadova Toli Elabi. I remember this your whole life. Nobody knows what it means Messiah Noisai. Knows what it means Malikha Noisai. Knows what Chazal say Mekach Noisai until he tries it. It's not enough to believe in it. Not a Muna. Try it. Try Habolataya and you'll see the emes, the oimik shekamoyu of Messiah Noisai. You know, I dreidzich on this world more years than you did. A little bit of experience I have. I had shaykhus v'gudai le'yolam. And everyone in their own nusach and their own setting and their own surroundings, they described to me the remarkable siyata d'shmaya they had. Zebekoy v'zebekoy. And you come to the conclusion, the obvious conclusion, that no one knows. No one knows what nesayinating means until the Dabalataya. And everybody could tell you, and everybody will tell you if you ask them, tell me, did you think you would make it like this? And the answer ultimately is no. Who knows who dreamt? But that's the Metzius. Like the Zohar says, Mili the Shemaya is totally in Messiah Noisai. The Goyen once met a chav of his from the yeshiva years. They learned together in the same cheder. And this is after the Goyen became the Goyen Hador, the Rashke Bahag. And this chav, who apparently was close enough, turned to the Goyen with a interesting question. Ech nasei se goyin god l'kazeh. How did you become the goyin? How did you become the tzadik yisayayilam? Haloi b'yaseinu norim l'mad l'diyachad v'cheder. We went to the same cheder. We learned together with chavruses. V'oz lay nika koi godl b'ni v'encha. There was no, the hevel koi godl b'ni v'encha. The difference wasn't apparent. So how did you become the goyin hazor and I'm what I am? Have to be a goyin that a contemporary to ask that question, but look what he asked the Goyim. Rabbeinu, you know what the question is? How did the Goyim become the Goyim? How did he become the Malach Hashem Tzivokos? So the Goyim answered him in such a clever way. I think it's remarkable. The Goyim turns to him and says, you ever learn the Chazal? That ain't a Goyima, someone who learns 100 times, to someone who learns 101 times, you ever learn that Chazal? Do you believe in it? Do you believe in that Chazal? Me? Of course I believe in every word of Chazal. The Goyim looks at him. This is not characteristic of the Goyim. And the Goyim says, you know something? I didn't believe in it. Ani lo hamanti v'nesisi zeba'atzmi. I didn't believe in it. I tried it myself. I wanted to see if it's true. I didn't just learn it and believe in it and stay with the belief. I tried it. That's why he became a Goyim. There's so much chachma to that. There's so much ma'ayah l'maisa. You can't just learn Chazal, and you can't even just believe in Chazal. You have to try it. Habol etayim misayin, I say, don't believe it. Try it. Mederech shodim moitzu melech malichin, I say, don't believe it. Try it. Ein adavat toli alabi, don't believe it. Try it. No one knows until you try it. On the Derech of Aliyah, there are certainly going to be mechshailis, struggles and obstacles. But the answer to all the questions, how, or what, when, and where, is a beloved ben Dudoy's eternal message to us, Ein adavat toli alabi. Believe in yourself, like we said. Realize the chashivas of what you're doing. And phrasech what you have and what you are. And that's what goes into Habalatayim Messiah Noisai. And then you'll see the Zishkeit, the Shenkeit of Habalatayim Messiah Noisai.
The person is sadly present. I go on up from Badr of the Kaidish. I'll be put this on. I'm going to learn the Matanah of the Shemayim. The next morning, we went to Ganzen Tag, the ganze Nacht, and noch a Tag. That's when I say this. So in 36 hours of a stretch, not a hefzik, except for davening and reading. Today's ausgewachsen disciple. The entire gang from the Smedrish, as the Bocher. The police picked him up. Where's the identification? Didn't have. He was drafted into the army. So, it was winter time, they measured him up to take a uniform, a woolen uniform, winter. Didn't want to put on a woolen uniform, maybe a chutney's. Wasn't sure. He said, you can't. He said, give me a summer uniform. He said, uniform is cotton. But it's winter, he can't give you a summer uniform. You must take a winter uniform. And he said to him, everything. But he insisted, finally, he asked the upper officials, they said, if you want to give it to him. So in the winter time, he wore a cotton uniform. You can imagine the coldness. In Poland, the cold goes down to 15 below zero. But he did it anyway, he wore his cotton uniform. Once he was assigned to sentinel duty at night. So he had to come there at midnight. One soldier was there till midnight. Another soldier took over at midnight the next 4 hours. So the one that went away at 12 o'clock, he wore a fur coat, a big heavy fur coat, because the weather was so cold, 15 below zero. red coat. And he left it for the next sentinel. He was hanging up on a tree. One Friday night, he was assigned, I was assigned to sentinel duty at midnight. He came from the coat, on the tree. The Tan Shrapnam from Bayim Shabbos, like Sashfus, and Rabbanan, like Zayda, but then he figured, so called, 13 below zero, he freezes to death. He's wearing a cotton blouse, so he's wearing. But then he thought to himself, while I'm out of the Sakana, I'll wait, I feel being Sakana. So I said, I'm freezing to death, he'll turn around. He didn't want to take the coat from the tree. He said, should it rise, it's only Rabbanan. And the seconds are ferocious. So he said, he put it off, he waited. Another 5 minutes. And that the whole 4 hours went past, he didn't put on the coat. And Shabbos, he didn't want to touch the gun. The gun is Muxer. So they court martialed him. They judged him. He should have to run the gauntlet. It means soldiers stand on both sides and they hit. The person has to go in between them and each soldier hits him with a stick. And there's a whole line of soldiers on both sides, both hit the sticks. He got beaten up with that stick because he didn't want to touch a gun on Shabbos. Smokes it. It's a constant fashion to get beaten up by those strong guys in the Hadil. He used to say, whenever he reminded himself of those beating ups, he had such a joy in beating up the cover of Shabbos because he didn't want to touch books on Shabbos. One time he was assigned to a sentinel duty at night. He was instructed, if you see something suspicious, shoot. Well, he fell asleep. He'd been supposed to go to sleep, didn't go to sleep because he was alone. After the day's duty, he alone didn't go to sleep. The other one went to sleep, didn't go to sleep. So when he was on sentinel duty, he fell asleep. And accidentally, he pressed the trigger somehow, and the rifle went off. So people were sleeping, so sleeping, they jumped out of their beds. Probably saw someone suspicious, so they all came running with their guns. They asked him, "What did you see?" So he thought to himself, "What did I tell him? I told him I saw something suspicious. It's a lie. I didn't." And he didn't accustom himself not to tell lies. Into lies. If I tell them the truth, they'll court-martial me because a sentinel falls asleep on duty, he's court-martialed to death, shot to death. He's in a dilemma. If he admits the truth that he fell asleep, he'd be court-martialed to be shot to death. So it's Nevada, no Suffolk. He tells a lie, he's a shakitah, a shakitirchot, and it's a sessa. He says himself, if I tell myself never to tell a lie, I'm not going to tell a lie this time too. And told the truth, they fell asleep and went off accidentally. Oh, the next day there was a trial, 3 officers, and the verdict was he has to be shot. Every such fighter you had to have the approval of the general. The general was too busy to say this. It had to take a couple of days. You would take a couple of days till the general gets around to it. In the meantime, he was locked up. He went away 2 days, 3 days. And then it happened, it was his last birthday. And the Tsar's birthday, in order to show his generosity, Everyone who's in prison for political reasons, not for criminal reasons, he sets them free. So he was in prison not for criminal reasons, just for neglect. He was set free. So his amuna is shleima. And he comes up not to tell a lie. Even if it's a sakana, they say it's for him. Some take some absolute mitzvah. Even the sakana, he should take some mitzvah. But see, the Bani Shalom has his ways of saving the tzaddikim. That's his disciple. Chazainesh got to know him. So he had a sister, not married yet, and he wanted the disciple should take his sister. So they had a meet. They were in a different city. The disciple went, traveled to the other city. So after they met the first time, the sister comes back to Chazon Ish, says to him, "What kind of a question is it? He fell asleep. I was talking to him, he fell asleep. I don't want to know him." So Chazon Ish says, "If you would be lying and falling asleep, it'd be a concern. But talking to you when I fell asleep, I'm sorry." And he says, "To take him to her husband." Why did he fall asleep? He's a master, didn't mess up on his learning. He knew he had to meet a kala and travel in a different city. So you missed time for learning. So when he's supposed to sleep, he didn't sleep at home. He learned through the night. And he figured, as he ride on the railroad, he'd take a nap on the railroad. That'll be enough. Came on the railroad, and there's plush seats. There's chashish for shatnas. So he was standing the whole time, didn't sit down. So he said, maybe the seat of shatnas. They couldn't get his sleep, that's why I fell asleep. About sitting on his plush seat. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zalman Gebracha came to America to be a yeshiva in Yeshiva Torah B'Das. He came as a tourist, as a visitor, because the law didn't permit him to come as a permanent resident. When he was here, in order to get citizenship, he had to first go out of the country and come back again as a for citizenship. So the closest country is Canada. So Rav Elie Kopp went along with him to Canada, to Montreal. So it's a long trip, takes many hours. They went at night. They traveled Pullman. Pullman is sleeping. There's a bed, everybody. So Elie Kopp went to sleep. The other morning he saw that Shlomo didn't sleep all night. He was afraid maybe the seat in the railroad car was shatnas. He didn't sit down on the tzaddikim. The tzaddik by us is not enough. You should know how to learn. Be a big Thomas Falcon. It's not enough. He has that character. He has Yerush Shemayim and character. And then love is in Racha. That's his organ. Yankel Avinu had to meet up to Tzedek. Avram Avinu specialized in Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu specialized in Gevura. Tachad Yitzchak. Tefillah. Yankovina specialized in Torah. But in the Svedas, when it says Svedas, you say Chesed, Shebechesed, we're in Teferis. You don't say Torah, say Teferis. The Yankovina is known as, in the Pasuk it's called Emet, Sitnam is the Yankov. Yankovina is also Tanakh called as Rachamim. There are three descriptions: Tiferes, Rachamim, and Emes. The Menlovis explained that Yos and Adam Godel is not enough, he has the Torah in that way. He also has to have Rachamim. That's also not enough. He has to have Emes. And also not enough. He has to have Tiferes. Tiferes means, that doesn't mean beauty, that means the best of character, the meter, that's the meter, character. Thus the bones, he are not in battle. The Torah combined with all the other milas, and the Havba Yadayim, some of the big mathematicians have got a job in the biggest colleges, the biggest universities. Even at home, he's a maneuver, he's a lowlife, a drunkard. So if he knows mathematics good, he'll get the biggest professorship. If he's an artist, he'll be a schmutz, a lowlife, but he'll be world famous, an artist. If he's a writer, a good writer, he can be a drunkard, he can be everything like you usually are. He'll get to recognize that he's the biggest professor. That's by Gaim Lahabdu. So the one thing is, he excels in one thing, that's enough. Ayas Lahabdu, in the whole history, we had so many millions of Gedalim. And a single one, single recognized Gadol, was lacking in all the Shlemus, everything. Nemes, Rachmim, Tiferes.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.